The first resignations from President Bush's cabinet have just been announced. Attorney General John Ashcroft and Commerce Secretary Donald Evans are stepping down. NPR's Brian Naylor is with us on the line from the White House. Brian, what more do we know about the resignations?
Michelle, we received two notes today, two letters from the respective secretaries. Secretary Ashcroft wrote in a handwritten five-page note in which he said the demands of justice are both rewarding and depleting. The objective of securing the safety of Americans from crime and terror has been achieved, and that he believes the Department of Justice would be well served by new leadership and fresh inspiration. Ashcroft's letter was dated November 2nd, back on Election Day. In it, he says he handwrote it and delivered it then to allow the president some time to arrange the announcement and achieve some maintain some confidentiality. The other letter from Don Evans was a bit more conventional. Evans, who is a longtime friend of the president's from Texas, said, "The promise of your second term shines bright, but I've concluded with deep regret that it's time for me to return home to Texas."
Now, these are the first changes in the cabinet following the election. Are we expecting further moves?
It's quite likely that there will be further moves. It's still not clear right yet just what those moves will be. This is an administration that prides itself on its ability to keep these things close to the vest. We do know that Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson has once before said that he's interested in leaving the administration after a first term, and he says he's going to be talking with the president and making an announcement very shortly. One key staff member we know will be staying at the White House. That's the chief of staff, Andrew Card, who announced on over the weekend that he intends to remain at the White House as chief of staff for a second term.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Brian Naylor at the White House.